I was watching Maury the other day because it was just
you
on.
You know,
because
I don't have a job.
Woman,
you have to
she has a,
go
she has
anywhere
a
and make any money
because
I'm
and
a
provides for
thought
blah, blah, blah.
On the internet and
she
people
went and
give
got
me money just because I'm pretty.
She worked as a prison guard.
That must be
and
nice.
And she had twins by this guy. So this
just
guy, he's not even free.
Get money for
free
just because of what you look like.
Huh,
God, you women are so fucking
better than
oppressed.
The girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And she wins, too, because she gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses. Or her boyfriend loses.
Yeah, all the taxpayers lose, too.
To chicks,
we're financing
screw them and leave
this.
Them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created.
What?
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Whole meal before.
Yeah,
the
I remember
irresponsible
that.
Vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because what? They can do it all. But if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Where we're giving the most resources.
If they could do it all.
People who
why didn't they
the
not
children,
have a baby
the
when they don't have a husband?
Who subsidize
there's
the
one thing they can't do right
people.
There.
And gosh,
I mean,
society
why didn't
is
they get an
worse.
Abortion? There's two things they can't do.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Yes, they do.
Trigger warning, facts.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
What's your question?
Why is it? Nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
I can answer that, but it'll take too long. I got something to think about. Call getting the shit slapped out of you.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Who doesn't have a lot of testosterone?
Who's that,
women.
Sweetie?
Women! Women don't have testosterone! Women!
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Right.
It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynistic. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Holy fuck. Wait, did I really do all of this?
Trigger warning.
I did really do all of this.
You get your big ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
When was that? When the fuck? I just did this. When did this happen? That's episode one. So this is the third episode of Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast that I am doing today. I did this one. When did I squeeze all this? Is this all in episode two? Holy fuck. I got through a lot more of these than I realized. So this was in episode two. Well, it must have been because we haven't done episode three yet. So the other thing about starting each podcast off with something I'm grateful for. See, now I got to figure this out. If I record more than one podcast in the same day, do I have to do a statement of gratefulness in each podcast? Or am I just grateful for one thing? And so since this podcast you're hearing right now is recorded the same day as the one you heard previously, do I have to come up with something else I'm grateful for? You know, I'm going to stick with one grateful statement per 24 hours. All right. Oh, yeah. Hold on, I'm stretching. We're in the home stretch. This is episode 3. I'm going to wrap this up. I got to get these freaking posted. I got something else I got to get post-processing done on. You'll have heard. I was going to say, I don't want to tell you, but you'll have heard it by now. Did a episode of The Greasy Pole with Adam Piggott. And also we had Aaron Cleary on there, so I really got to sit down after this and do post-processing on that so I can get that out. And hopefully Adam can release it this weekend as his podcast. It'll save him the trouble of having to do one. I haven't made that promise to him, so we'll see. Because I'm talking to you in the future, we'll see whether or not I actually got around to that. So by this time, if you have not seen an episode of The Greasy Pole, then that means I am a lazy, worthless motherfucker. If you have seen an episode of The Greasy Pole, that means I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the podcast. Whew, did not just slide effortlessly into that one. On the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years, I am right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. All right, let's get this going. What else? What other housekeeping? Oh, by the way, I mean, just for shits and grins, it is December the 26th. December the 26th. Must articulate our words in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpen Fuhrer, 2019. Holy shit, 2020, almost here. Gotta get a new calendar. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, let's get fucking going. Stop with all this bullshit. Dear E. Jean, I'm scared to death of divorce. All right, well, stop pissing off your husband. Or rather, life after divorce. Then don't get divorced. Well, let's find out. Let's read. My husband is an active duty Army recruiter stationed in Florida. He wants me to continue living in Michigan. Ah, okay, hold it. Nobody is living in Michigan. I've been to Michigan twice in my life. Oh my God. There is no living in Michigan. The vet student girlfriend was going up to Michigan after she graduated because that's where she had a job at with one of the pharmaceutical corporations. And that was, it's like, fortunately she dumped me, but like that was a big decision point for me, you know, providing that we had stayed together, blah, blah, blah. Did I want to live in Michigan? And the answer to that is no. Michigan is a shithole. If you live in Michigan, I'm sorry. If you live in Michigan and you love it up there, you and I have different opinions, and that's okay. If you're happy, I'm happy for you. You can have Michigan all to yourself. It's all yours. I promise you, I am not going to take any Michigan away from you. All you. He wants me to continue living in Michigan, where I have a great job, okay, and my parents help take care of me. Okay. I have a great job, and my parents help take care of our 3-year-old son, because I'm outsourcing the care of my child so I can have my job. So once again, what's more important, the kid or the career? This past spring, he visited Michigan for a week. Poor guy. So he's in Florida, you're in Michigan. So the kid, in addition to having no mother, also has no father. I mean, sure, you're married, but the father is not there to raise the child. Future school shooter. This past spring, he visited Michigan for a week. I was extremely excited, but he stayed with his mother. He claimed he was helping her with her roof. Okay, first of all, women don't fix roofs, so it's impossible for men to help a woman with a roof. My son and I hardly saw him. There was no sex. Actually, there never is. Okay, sweetheart, you are not married. You are... You're in a legal contract by which the two of you are reporting combined incomes to the IRS. You are not married. You do not have a husband. You may have a husband legally on paper, but you don't have a husband. I'm writing because I'm supposed to visit him when I travel to Miami for my company's national sales meeting. I'll be 20 minutes away from where he lives. He just called and said he has several meetings during the time I'm there, and we won't be able to get together. Okay, if he's an active duty recruiter, they don't have meetings. Recruiters work 9 to 5. What are you going to meet about? Hey guys, we have a meeting. Okay, so we are Army recruiters. What are we going to do? We're going to convince people to join the military. All right, let's have a meeting and talk about that. You know what you're doing. You don't need to have a meeting to be a fucking recruiter. He's banging somebody else, okay? That's what's going on here. I've started counseling. I've started counseling to find out why I have a Disney movie view of marriage. Well, probably because you've watched too many Disney movies. Also, because you married a man. Oh my God, you're stupid. Okay, sweetheart. You have your fucking career in Michigan. You married a man in the military, and the military moves people around to where they're needed. Okay? You can't have a career in one place and marry somebody in the military and be it that doesn't work. If you could telecommute to your job and be with your sure, but there's your first problem, is that you're just stupid. I don't understand how you thought this was going to be a thing. I mean, did you think that he was still going to love you if he sees you one time a year or two times a year? No. He's found another woman. It's a long-distance relationship. They don't work. Because you have to have sex with somebody. And men are not interested in being married to a woman who lives on the other side of the country, at the top of the country, and he's at the bottom of the country. And, oh, she's got her career, and she's got my kid, but I never see her. I will finish the letter and say maybe there's more information. I don't blame him for losing interest in you. Why the fuck should he be interested in you? You're not around. A man wants a woman who will be around. This is why men are not interested in women with careers, especially when it comes to families. The point of having a wife is for the wife to be around. If I'm going to get married, I don't want to come home from work and the fucking woman be at work also. I want to come home. I want my wife to fucking be here because I want to spend time with her. So yeah, you have a fucking perverted view of marriage in the sense that you thought this shit was going to work. You don't need counsel. Wait, you're going to counseling for this. Really? How much are you paying a fucking counselor to explain to you that you have unrealistic expectations? Hey, watch, here we go. Hey, sweetheart, you had unrealistic expectations for your marriage. You can't be married to a man who lives in Florida while you live in Michigan and think that that's going to work. There you go. We're done. I mean, how much money are you paying for that? I'm so sexually frustrated, it's not even funny. Buy a vibrator. I don't want to cheat. And good Lord, I'm terrified of divorce and having to find a new man who's good enough for me and my son. Oh, good enough. Holy shit. I was almost. She's terrified. No, wait. She's afraid. Terrified. No, let's say terrified. She's terrified of divorce and having to find a new man. Okay. Now, if we stop there, I was going to explain to you that, sweetheart, you're not going to find a new man because you're a single mother. Why would a man, like a real man, not a soy boy, not a beta male, a man, why would a man want to marry you and raise another man's sperm? But then you had to go and add to that statement to find a new man who's good enough for me and my son. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Just how good of a man do you think you deserve? You have very unrealistic expectations about marriage. Your career is more important than your child. That's why you outsource the kids' raising to your fucking parents. How good of a man do you think you deserve? Just get divorced and deal with it. You're going to be another single mother. Just get over it and move on with your life. She doesn't tell us how old she is because that's important. All right. Yeah, there's nothing. There's no help for you. You're going to get divorced. He's done with you. I don't know why he's prolonging the agony. I mean, that's his fuck up. Dude, just fucking divorce the woman already. Okay, you've made it pretty clear. Well, she's kind of stupid, but the rest of us can see that you're banging someone else. So just let her go. Divorce the woman. Give her half of everything you have, because you will. Dear Eugene, I'm a psychotherapist, fucking loser, parasite, and whenever I visit hairstylists, nail professionals, massage therapists, etc., they'll ask for my advice on relationships, families, friends, and so on. In the end, I am paying them for their services, but they're not paying me for mine during our time together. Even if I hint towards the issue, they are oblivious. It sounds silly, but it's bothering me. Stop hinting and tell them. Aren't you a strong, independent woman? Tell them, if you want me to give you advice, you have to pay me. It's not that fucking hard, especially not for a strong, independent fish bicycle riding woman. Because you women have such fantastic communication skills. I mean, fucking Christ. We did that one. All right, shit, moving on. Man, we're making good time here. All right, here we go. Did I really get everything? I did that. That one's done. That one's done. All right. Dear Eugene, I'm in love with the man of my dreams. He's perfect in every way. He respects my opinions and ideas. Okay, then he's not perfect. He's very understanding. And we've often discussed marriage. Wow, I wonder if things are going to go south with this perfect, understanding man who respects your ideas and opinions so much. I wonder if there's going to be anything wrong here. Let's see where this goes. Yesterday, out of the blue... I love it. Oh, God, I love it. Out of the blue, yesterday, out of the blue, it just, I don't know where this came from. It's just out of the blue. Remember now, because women are such great communicators, right? They have all these wonderful communication skills and nonverbal, and they have an empathy, and you can't bullshit them. Like, you can't lie to women or mislead them, because women have that empathy thing that allows them, like, they can see right through what's going on. Women are such fantastic communicators. They communicate so well. Yesterday, out of the blue, just bam, it's like a squid tentacle came down from outer space. Just boom, oh. He dumped me. Just didn't see that coming. After 6 years, this perfect man who respects your opinions and ideas and he's your dreams, and he's so understanding, and he just out of the blue, just couldn't figure out why. No idea. Because, you know, perfect, understanding men, they just dump quality women all the time, especially after dating them for 6 years. They just, that's what they do, man. They just dump you, just randomly, for no reason whatsoever. After 6 years, !! I'm devastated. I can't focus on anything because now I'm hearing through friends that he's been cheating on me with 3 women, all shockingly/weirdly named Jennifer. So, like, if the 3 women he was having sex with who were not you were not all named Jennifer, it would have been better, different, whatever. He denies it all. Well, I mean, he doesn't really have to. He broke up with you. He doesn't. Oh, you're not married. You're not married. You're not his girlfriend anymore. He actually doesn't owe you any explanations. He can deny whatever the fuck he wants. However, friends assure me that he's bragged to them about having sex with these Jennifers. Hold it. Friends. Your friends? It says, friends assure me that he's bragged to them about having sex with these Jennifers. Are these your friends? Your boyfriend told your friends that he's having sex with other women, and none of your friends relayed this information to you. These are your friends. Really? Here's a question. These friends that he bragged to, are they all women? Do you think maybe they didn't tell you about this because women hate other women? Do you think maybe your friends might not be your friends? He's been having sex with these Jennifers, and worst of all, oh my God, this is great. And worst of all, he's been using hotel rooms for these, what is this word? Assignations? You mean fucking. But wait, that's not the great part. That's not what made my eyes bug out. Okay, worst of all, he's been using hotel rooms for these hookups. And I'm the one paying his credit card bills. Oh, so wait, you're in love with the man of your dreams. He's perfect in every way. He respects your opinions and your ideas. He's very understanding, and you're paying his credit card bills. Yes. Oh, all right. I like, yes. He's doing it right. Yes, you find some woman who's dumb enough to fucking pay your bills for you, and then you bang other women. This is what women have done through the ages. Right? This is... Yes. All right. Once again, don't you girls hate it when men treat you the way you treat men? This morning, he asked if I'd like to get back together in 3 months. What does that mean? Actually, I'm not sure what the fuck that means either. What could he possibly need 3 months for? I kind of wonder the same thing. I'm desperate for advice. Well, you weren't desperate enough to contact either the Great One himself or Asshole Consulting, who would probably give you better advice than whatever the fuck E. Jean's dried up old haggy fucking I got raped by Donald Trump made that shit up ass said. I've devoted so many years to our blossoming love! Exclamation mark. Oh my god. Okay, the fact that you're even asking if you should get back together with him in 3 months, sweetheart. Yes! Yes, you should absolutely get back together with him. You should. You should forgive him for having sex with these women. You should just assume that because you're getting back together, he's totally going to stop having sex with other women, and you should keep paying his credit card bills. That's what you should do. Because, you know, that's what a strong, independent fish bicycle woman would do. Because you need to be forgiving. Because that's my advice to you, sweetheart, is yes, 3 months from now, get back together with him, forgive him for his transgressions, and keep everything going along just like it is. Now, here's my advice for the man. Dude, good job. Bang your other women. Get back on this woman. 3 months from now, get back. Get her paying your fucking credit card bills. Mooch off of her. Parasite off of her. And keep fucking other girls. You are doing it right. Good job, brother. Dear E. Jean, am I my boss's friend or his employee? If he's your boss, you're his employee. If you think that you are friends with your boss, you're a dumb fucker. I can't figure out how to have a friendly conversation with the guy outside of work while keeping a professional presence in the office. You're not supposed to be hanging out with your boss outside of work. I mean, unless one of you is trying to fuck the other one, you shouldn't be hanging out outside of work. Many times we'll be in the middle of a work conversation over text. This is 9 or 10 at night. And he'll suddenly demand that I reconsider what I've just said and call me unprofessional. Okay, if it's a work-related conversation, he can tell you to reconsider what you said, and I mean, he could tell you you're unprofessional, but remember, you're only as good as your supervisor. So if your supervisor is telling you you're unprofessional, you might be unprofessional, but ultimately that's his problem because he's not mentoring. I despise that word, mentoring, but he's not mentoring you. He's not teaching you. He's not guiding you. He's not giving you feedback and explaining to you what professional does or does not look like and all these other things. So what he's saying here is that he is failing. Okay? I'm not sure what you're confused about so far because this doesn't sound like a fucking friendly discussion. This sounds like a work-related discussion. And so he's your fucking boss. I'm confused. I thought that if we were having a conversation in an unprofessional setting, like over Snapchat, if your boss is communicating with you on Snapchat, you're both losers. See, I understand why women have Snapchat, because women never mature past the age of 16. If you're a man and you're over the age of 16 and you have Snapchat, now, I hear that Snapchat is how you can get the pictures of the girls naked and get them to fuck you. Since I haven't used it, I don't know. I'm willing to reconsider. Like, if you can show me some solid evidence that you using Snapchat is leading to you actually putting your dick inside women's bodies, I will be willing to reconsider this opinion. But for right now, I am willing to say that if you are 17 or older and you have Snapchat on your phone, you're a faggot. And And you may make the argument, well, that's where the women... But see, here's the thing. Here, this is a serious question. Does... Women on social media are fucking bombarded all day long by men trying to have sex with them. And this is my opinion. This is based on me thinking and rationalizing and trying to draw conclusions. This is not based on any personal experience for reasons you're about to find out. I suspect that if you are a man who is really good looking, the social media thing will work for you. Because when you send somebody a Snapchat, all they see is what you look like. Or if you have really expensive toys, maybe, right? But it's a purely visual medium. So if you are a really good-looking man that women look at you and go, ooh, I want to fuck him, I can see how that would work. If you're, you know, only slightly good-looking, like, say, Adam Pickett, or if you're average good-looking, like me, or if you're less than average good-looking, like Aaron Clary, that shit's not going to work for you. I'm not going to send some fucking chick a picture of me on Snapchat and she's going to be like, oh my God, my pussy's getting wet. I want you right now. Using Snapchat. Secondly, doesn't on Snapchat, even isn't that where the picture is supposed to disappear after a certain amount of time? Although I found out there's a way to get around that. But okay, if I'm having work-related conversations with my employees via message or whatever, I don't want something that vanishes because you want a fucking record of the conversation. Hey, stupid bitch, you want a record of the conversation with your supervisor so that for all sorts of reasons, if the supervisor tells you to do something and gives you details, or what if you forget? Or what if your supervisor does that classic move where he tells you to do something and then you go and you do it and he goes, why the hell did you do that? And then you got to go, well, because you told me to, dumbass. But if he sent it Snapchat and it's gone, now you can't prove he told you to do this. Why are you because you're a woman. Because you haven't matured past the age of 16. Stop communicating business-related information over Snapchat, you stupid bitch. All right. I'm confused. I thought that if we were having a conversation in an unprofessional setting, like over Snapchat, which we do, it would be out of line not to be more casual. More casual. More casual than what? Am I wrong? You're not wrong, you're just confused and dumb. The last time he barked at me was when we were texting and I told him he sounded drunk. He replied, quote, far from it, you should really watch what you say to your superiors, unquote. Does that mean I'm always on the clock? Well, if you're talking to your boss about work, you're asking him if he's drunk? So look, okay, this is, both of you are the problem. Both of you are the problem. Your boss is the problem that he's not giving you clear information on how you're supposed to behave. Your boss is the problem. Well, maybe not. It's more your boss is the problem in that he's communicating with you after hours on Snapchat. Which, and I was expecting this to be going to, I think he's trying to have sex with me because, again, I'm not going to communicate with any human being on Snapchat unless I'm trying to put my dick inside of her. End of discussion. Or you have a lot of money. Like if someone says, hey, great one, if you send me a Snapchat, I'll give you $10,000. Okay, then I would do it. But otherwise, if send a fucking text message or an email like a normal person. So his first problem is he's communicating with Snapchat. The second thing is that if you're saying to him you sound drunk, I mean, maybe he has he might have a stick up his ass. I mean, like if I'm texting Yoga Pants Girl, about work stuff, but we throw in like commentary like that or something like that. If she said to me, you sound like you're drunk, Yeah, I would text back, not yet, but I'm working. I mean, what's the corn cob up his ass? Like, if that is what he's talking about, like, if that set him off, if that's what he's saying you are doing unprofessionally, no, actually, you're just kind of, I mean, maybe he sounded drunk. Maybe you made a statement of fact. You sound like you're drunk. And your boss has a little corn cob up his ass, and you should probably just consider not Snapchatting, and maybe you should start looking for another job. We're here to rag on the women, but this one sounds more like the man is the problem than the woman is the problem. This is 65% the man, 35% the woman. All right, moving on. Keep her moving. Advice for what? Dear Eugene. Oh my God. Dear Eugene, I'm a man. You're not a man because you're writing to a woman for advice. With a smaller than average penis. And it's often caused issues in romantic relationships. I can't believe that because women are not shallow. Women will tell you size does not matter. And, you know, women are not shallow. Like, men are really shallow, right? Men judge women based on the size of their tits. Or how fat they are, or how skinny they are. But see, women aren't like that. Women would never judge a man based on his physical attributes, as long as he's at least 6 feet tall, of course. Because women are, you know, compassionate and open-minded and believe in diversity, and they're just not judgmental the way that men are. So I think you're a liar. There is no way that having a smaller than average penis would cause issues in romantic relationships with women. Because that's just not... Women are perfect. You need to understand. Okay, women are perfect. You need to calm the fuck on down, buddy. I can't figure out how to have the conversation with a woman. There's nothing to converse about. You pull the dick out, you put it inside of her. You don't need to talk about... Hey, excuse me. My dick is smaller than average. Okay, you don't announce that to women. They will find it out firsthand or they will not. And then if they don't like your small dick, it's up to them, you know, being the mature, fish bicycle, strong, independent women they are, to fucking deal with it however they need to deal with it. You might be their boyfriends, but you're not their fucking babysitters. You're not there to manage their emotions for them. I can't figure out how to have the conversation with a woman. I'm leery of pursuing anyone for fear of getting into a sexual situation and seeing a woman's surprise and disappointment. If you fuck her from behind, she will not see the size of your dick. Okay? Why do you care about her disappointment? Have you had sex? Do you think I give a shit about a woman's disappointment? I was a little disappointed. I give a shit. Shut your fucking mouth. Get in the kitchen. Make me a pie. Fucking you were disappointed. When should I bring up my deal? Before sex, after the first time, or at the beginning of the relationship? Dude, you should... Don't... Just shut the... You are a pussy. You don't bring it up ever. You let her figure it the fuck out. Dear Eugene, I can't write, act, sing, sew, draw, paint, or play a musical instrument. I'm terrible at math and science. I'm not entrepreneurial. I'm 33 with a master's degree that I'm still paying off. What should I do with my life? Hold on. You have no talents whatsoever. You don't know what to do with your life, but you have a master's degree. Well, what is your master's degree in? You got a master's degree in something, but you don't know what to do with your life. I don't know what to do with my life, but I have a master's degree. In what? Could you, I don't know, go do... Oh, probably your master's degree doesn't actually qualify you to do anything, does it? You could accuse some man of pound me too and become famous for that. Well, you're 33, you're getting close enough to the wall that you could jump into the pound me too movement. You're getting old and dried up and wall hitting. Go for it. I mean, obviously you're not married. You're going to start a family. No man wants you because, as you said, you can't write, act, sing, sew, draw, paint, play a musical instrument. You can't do math. You can't do science. You're not entrepreneurial. You're 33. You got student loan debt still. Yeah, you're a lost cause. Kill yourself. That's what you should do. That's what you should do with your life. You should end it. You're welcome. Dear Eugene, it seems like just a couple of years ago, I was tossing my hair at catcalls and insisting that, yes, I really was in my 30s. Now, I've happily turned 40. I've happily slammed into the wall, and I am now going to start a thing where I'm going to tell people that 40 is the new 20. Okay, let's see what she really does now. Now, I've happily turned 40. I run a successful business, okay, and I'm a mother of a baby. I've gained a few extra pounds. And the catcalls from men on the street have taken a downwards turn. No, sorry, have taken a bizarre turn. Hold it. So she's happily turned 40. She has a successful business. And she's the mother of a baby. Where's the father? Where's the husband? Oh, we ain't got one of those. Because we're going to raise the school shooter. Because see, I'm going to be running my business. I'm going to outsource the child care to some fucking social workers. Or whatever you call it, the daycare workers. Same fucking difference. The cat calls from men on the street. Hold on, I thought cat calls were rape. I thought that was sexual harassment, sexual violence. The cat calls from men on the street have taken a bizarre turn. I'll pass a group of young men, and one will say to the other, "Hey, your mom's here." And yes, that's that's called the wall. That's the wall. Okay, that's the wall. You're old. You're 40. You're old. And they'll laugh contemptuously in my direction. I'm left feeling mortified and wondering if I really seem that old. No, sweetheart, you don't seem old. You are old. Right? The dress doesn't make you look fat. The fat makes you look fat. You don't seem old. You're old. Or is this just what happens to a woman past 40? Yes, that's what happens to a woman past 40 because she's old. Is there a good response to these incidents or should I just get used to it? Yes, get used to it, sweetheart. What do you mean, is there a good response? What are you going to fucking do? Stop being old? You're old. Men are going to fuck. You're lucky they're making fun of you. Because guess what? Another 5 years, you're not even going to be worth making fun of anymore. Fucking Christ. Is there a good response to these incidents? Yeah, pound me too. Fucking take their pictures and post their photos on Twitter and accuse them of sexual harassment like every other fucking old woman does when they need attention. Fucking Christ. You women, you're so goddamn fragile. And so when you combine your complete denial of reality, right, that I can be a single mother and raise a kid without a man and I can be 40 years old, along with your delicate feelings that, oh my God, people are making fun of me because I'm old. Dear E. Jean, I've been married for a year. I feel horrible saying this, but I'm not physically attracted to my husband. No, but you're physically attracted to his money, aren't you? There is some reason you fucking married him. We've had an incredible relationship. I'm not physically attracted to my husband, but we've had an incredible relationship. How is that an incredible relationship? How do you have an incredible relationship with someone you're not sexually attracted to? Are you stupid? It's a rhetorical question. You are. You don't have to answer it. We know you're stupid. You just proved that to us. You're actually dumb enough to write, I'm not physically attracted to my husband. We've had an incredible relationship, except for this one thing. You know. Fuck. He's by far the best man I've ever met. I truly appreciate and love him, but I want to lust after him a little bit. Is that bad? You're not, I'm rereading this to make sure I got this right. So she is not physically attracted to her husband. Why did you marry him? I want to lust after him a little bit. Is he not physically attracted to you too? I mean, what? I'm rereading this again to make sure she didn't say, but I'm not physically attractive to my husband. As in, the husband isn't attracted to her. But she's saying, I'm not physically attracted to my husband. Why? Other than, was it the money? I mean, was it just desperation? Did you think you were never going to do better because he was the best man you've ever met? I mean, why did you marry someone you're not physically attracted to? Once again, considering you women are supposed to be so fucking intelligent and brilliant and empathetic and perfect and all this, how do you do something that fucking stupid? The only thing I could say to this woman is, suffer, you dumb bitch. Why, you fucked this up. Take some responsibility and suffer. Dear E. Jean, I'm an interesting, of course you are, attractive, yeah, sure, 26, hitting the wall, year old, with a fantastic career, God, in media. Girls, no one cares about your fucking career. You're not fantastic, you're not interesting, you don't have a fantastic career in media. I've been dating an attractive 31-year-old with a slightly less fantastic career in media for 6 months. I'm in love with him. We get along famously, the jokes never end, and the sex is some of the best I've had. Last night, after a totally perfect date, as I lay next to him in bed thinking about how wonderful he was, I realized he was receiving and sending late-night text. In the morning, I noticed he had sent a photo I took of him the night before at the Whitney Museum to some mystery texter. I caught a glimpse of the screen. Okay. I confronted him via text because I didn't want to do it in person because he's so wonderful and I work in media and I have a fantastic career and I'm really interesting and attractive. I confronted him via text once I got to work. So you were doing this on the clock instead of doing the job that your boss is paying you for. Okay. We're starting to see the problems. And he admitted instantly he had sent it to another woman, his last ex. Okay, so he's stupid. You don't admit things. He apologized profusely, beta, promising that there is nothing between them. Lie. should I move on, even though this is a first offense and he's otherwise a dream? Or is sending a photo of oneself to a recent ex an indicator that it's not over between them? Oh, and the kicker, she and I are both named Julia. No, sweetie, the kicker is that you're a dumb broad. He's banging you, and he's going to bang you for a little while, and then he's going to stop banging you, and he's going to move on. You're not in Disneyland. Once again, this Disney shit. This fucking Disney shit. I mean, listen to this. I'm an interesting, attractive, with a fantastic career. I'm dating this attractive man, and the jokes never end, and the sex is the best ever, and we had a perfect date, and I was laying in bed thinking about how wonderful he is. I mean, holy fuck, sweetheart. You need to calm the fuck down. You are way too fucking far out there. Speaking of too far out there, goddamn. Had to slam some water there. All right. Too long, that's what she said. Too long. Oh, way too long. I have scant minutes left. Scant minutes. The minutes are scantly. That's how scant they are. I'm looking for a short one. Not that short guarantees I can respond quickly. Let's try this just for shits and grins. Dear Eugene, for the past few years, I have been waking up in the middle of the night to eat. Yes, I have dinner and eat regular meals throughout the day. I could stand to lose 4 or 5 pounds, but I am not overweight by any means. Okay, if a woman says I could stand to lose 4 or 5 pounds, that means she's at least 50 pounds overweight. Because women have no fucking clue what overweight actually constitutes. I don't binge, really. Of course you don't. That's why you had to tell us you don't. I'll usually just have a few bites of leftovers, then go back to sleep. I started this terrible habit when I was in college. I know it's wrong, but I can't seem to kick it. Do you have any idea of how I can break the pattern? Yes, you need a man to tell you the word no. You need a man to control you. You need a man to keep you from stuffing your face in the middle of the night and getting fat. But you're fat, you're not going to get a man, so you're going to keep on eating. So it's over for you. Just hang in there till you hit the wall, get some rescue dogs and a horse, you'll be fine.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
If someone would tear up your caboose every time you wanted to eat food in the middle of the night, you'd be all right.
What
that ass
is beautiful in a woman.
Yeah.
What is attractive in a woman
is eating food in the middle of the night.
Men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just
food
a wild
happened
case
to me. I just accidentally went to the refrigerator in the middle
kids
of the night and
stuff.
I'm only 4 or 5 pounds overweight.
They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash: guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit
or your fabulous media career.
Because we're a bit more goal oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're
yeah, they're
about
all about living in
they're
fucking Disneyland,
reality.
Apparently.
They're not about progress. They
I couldn't figure out that my boyfriend
and
is
then
banging other women.
Life
none of my friends told me.
Advantage.
I can't figure it out. Oh, boy. Yeah, thanks for letting them vote, guys. Thanks. You cucks out there. Well, we gotta let them vote. That's a lot.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.